You are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. I am Ryan D., filling in here for this great show called Out of My Mind, and I am very, very happy to be joined by my wonderful brother, Joel. Hi, brother man.
Hello.
Let's see, get that mic a little closer to you.
Oh, right.
Pull it in this way. Okay. All right, now say something. Oh, there you go.
Okay, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, thanks for coming back in. It's been a couple of months since you were on the air with me. But we had a great time last time, and I asked you to come back, and you said yes, and here you are.
Yes, absolutely. Couldn't resist.
And I asked you kindly to put a show together for me, and you did. You put a great show together. Wonderful hour of music, and tell me a little bit about the show that you put together.
All right, so my idea originally was just to put together an 80s show. Yep. And then I was overwhelmed by the amount of crazy and good and diverse music that was happening in the 80s. So I had to narrow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard, though, right?
And that way, you know, being a bass fanatic and the fact that I, you know, play a little bass here and there. And I love songs that are driven by bass. I decided to go with, you know, rock songs driven by bass, you know, from 1980
mm-hmm.
To 1989. So I kind of set up a list that's in order, starts in 1980 and it proceeds to 1989.
This is a true DJ set.
Nice.
I remember you were saying it was hard to put an hour show together.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, even though I do it every week, 2 hours or so. But you did it. This is a fantastic job. And the fact you put it in chronological order, and that's the kind of DJ mindset. So you do possess that. And this set is wonderful. Let's get into it. We're going to kick it off with the man himself, the Thin mm-hmm. White Duke, David Bowie. Great first choice. So let's get into Brother Doyon's set for the show. Ashes to Ashes, we're kicking off with. Let's get it going. The show starts right now.
Smoking pistol. I've never done good.
Tell your man I'm stuck on this lovely girl. Cause to me she mean all the world. But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry. Said please, please, please do not go. If I told her that I felt this way, you know, might make a turn either way. So all I can do is patiently pray. Say please, please, please do not go.
The Smiths right there, This Charming Man, a song not appear in the original UK release of the band's self-titled debut album. It was released as a B-side on the original US release in February 1984. The Cure up out of that with Love Cats, released as a standalone single in October of 83. It was the band's first top 10 hit in the UK. It would appear later on a compilation called Japanese Whispers. It came out in December of 1983. Violent Femmes with Please Do Not Go off the Wisconsin Trio's debut 1983 self-titled album. Released April 1983, The Police with Spirits in the Material World, lead track and third single from the trio's fourth album, Ghost in the Machine, released in October of 81, and kicking off the set as well as the show with David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, first single off his 14th album, 1980's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. All the good bass in that. Mm. Tell me about the bassists.
Well, in let's see, going backwards.
Yes.
This Charming Man, the wonderful Andy Rourke.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Just amazing bass lines all throughout the Smiths catalog.
Indeed. Andy
was,
he played bass for Sinead O'Connor. He played bass for the Pretenders. He was an amazing bassist.
Absolutely. The on the Love Cats, actually, Simon Gallup was on hiatus.
He
stepped away for a minute there. And the bass player on that track is actually Phil Thornalley, who was the producer,
mm-hmm.
and I saw an upright bass in the corner of the studio and picked it up, and that's what came out, and it's just amazing.
That's awesome.
Ahead of that was Brian Ritchie with Violent Femmes, acoustic bass extraordinaire.
Yes.
Man of many talents. Plays the old xylophone, too, in case you didn't know. Spirits in the Material World. Everybody knows who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Epic bass line by Sting. Ashes to Ashes. Ahead of that was a gentleman named George Murray, played bass with David Bowie from 1976 on Station to Station all the mm-hmm. way up to Scary Monsters in 1980.
Wow, it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. All the bass is so good. And, you know, you are a bass player, so you hear all of this when you listen to music. You hear the bass lines, and that's probably what comes up first, right? You're listening to a song, and you hear that bass line, and it kind of sticks with you and resonates with you as a bass player.
Right, yeah. When I started trying to construct songs or to play in bands, you know, I guess I started separating the instruments a little bit more. And
sure.
Nowadays, you know, I just, if something is bass heavy and, you know, you can hear the bass, it definitely perks my ears up.
Excellent. Same. We're going to get back into it now with an album from 1985. It's REM, and the wonderful bassist on this one is Mike Mills. Here's Can't Get There From Here, REM, on the Doyon Brothers music collaboration set. Not really a collaboration. This is all your music. Here we go, REM.
Yeah. She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Thank you.
spoon, he makes the sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes. We'll be right back.
man, we had that loud in the studio.
Yeah, we did.
That was blaring. That was good stuff. In Excess, it's one of my favorites. Kick, title track off the band's extremely successful sixth album, released October of 1987. Paul Simon up into that, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, for a single off of Simon's seventh album. Graceland, released on Warner Brothers in August of 86. Peter Gabriel with Sledgehammer, lead single off his fifth album, So, released May of 86, and REM up out of that with Can't Get There From Here, its lead single off of their third one. Fables of the Reconstruction, released in 1985. Joel, tell me about the bassists for them.
Well, Gary Beers from NXS, so nice they had to name him twice. We got
that. Not I only mean, was the that, bass kicking in that, but the, you could also, that was the saxophone solo, and man. it's so good.
It's just a party. It's just a party.
That song's a party.
Diamonds on Soles of Her Shoes. Yeah, that was a gentleman named Bakithi Kumalo, a South African bassist. He plays a fretless bass. He's well known for his little bass solo he does on You Can Call Me Al.
Yes.
But he's a man. He's just a phenomenal bass player. And although that song might not be considered bass driven, that part that he does where he slides up.
Yeah,
the
that was so great. Remember, I looked over at you. I was like, that's the part.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the reason that's in there. Sledgehammer is just unbelievably fantastically produced. Tony Levin grabbed a fretless bass himself, actually, on that one, mm-hmm. and used an octave pedal. That's why it has that kind of synthesizer type of sound mm-hmm. going on with it. It's just a great tone he got, and just a solid bass line, probably one of the most solid bass lines out there. And then of course Mike Mills, man, what can you say?
I know, it's
great
Mike
band
Mills.
Great bass player, solid bass line, man. It just drives the song.
Yeah, and again, like we were talking about how, you know, you listen to music in a different way being a musician, and you can separate out all of the instruments, and basically with being a bass player you focus on the bass, and kind of sitting here with you and watching you, and just it's fun for me because I also I'm only hearing the bass now. Which is a lot of fun.
Oh no!
No, it's exactly it's perfect because I don't listen to music in that way.
Yeah,
but you do, and it's fun to kind of have a new perspective on that.
Right. Well, sometimes I wish I could not do that. To be honest with you.
Well, I'm kind of glad that you do.
It's too separate for me.
Yeah.
And I want to bring it back and make it into one thing.
But you know, the instruments and the production and all of the other instruments that flow and make all these songs as perfect as they are. You know, they're all driven by that bass line, by the rhythm section. Speaking of bass lines, let's get back into it with Talking Heads and the wonderful Tina Weymouth, who is just fantastic. And you picked out a great song here. This is off of their last album together as a band, Naked. This is Nothing But Flowers from Talking Heads. We'll be right back.
it's only fields and trees. Where is the time now? It's nothing but flowers, the highways and cars were sacrificed for agriculture. I thought that we'd start over, but I guess I was wrong. Once there were parking lots, now it's a peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens, and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Smart friends watching you at the party, at the bus, up at the bar. You're looking at women cause your score's on the bar. When you find out it doesn't mean anything, wonder why your life is so boring. Mind is a terrible thing to waste. You ain't grinding ways, it just is just a safe face. Time was a wish and without it you were lost. They're ready and special, but you ain't gonna cost. Smiling when your friends are watching, smiling when your friends are watching. Smiling when your friends are watching. Smiling when your friends are watching. You.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you end a show right there. That's Fugazi, Waiting Room, first track on their 1989 compilation album. 13 songs. It's contained songs from their first two EPs together, Fugazi and Margin Walker. Operation Ivy. Up ahead of that, they called Berkeley, California home. And the song that you heard, Smiling, is off their one and only album, Energy, released May 1989 on Lookout Records. And kicking off that set with Talking Heads, Nothing But Flowers, second single off of their eighth and final studio album, Naked, released March 1988 on Sire Records. Joel, tell us about the bassists in those three bands, starting with Fugazi.
Yeah, that bass line for Waiting Room is just ridiculous. I mean, that's actually the bass line that made me want to start playing bass instead of just guitar. It's just so iconic, that opening to that song.
What a perfect way to end the show then.
Right. Matt Freeman played in Operation Ivy, currently the bassist for Rancid. He's just man, just as fast as you can get with a pick in his fingers. I mean, he's unbelievable. And Tina Weymouth, I mean, what can you say about Talking Heads?
I know.
The songs are just perfect.
They're perfect. Tina Weymouth is just one of the best bassists in the world.
Exactly.
That was a great set. Really appreciate the time that you put into putting this show together. Your love of bass guitar and the fact that I could hear all of the bass in these songs, and it made me hear it in a different way, and I really appreciate that. So I appreciate you coming back. You going to come back again?
Heck yeah.
Thanks for having me here. All right. And then, of course, you'll have to do another set curated.
All right.
All right. You
good
with that?
Great. Yeah,
all right.
Sounds awesome.
This has
been
a lot of fun. Thank you so much for Out of My Mind for having me fill in today. I appreciate it. I hope you had a good break. I'm going to leave you with Charlie. He's up next and is bringing you Blue Noise. Are you ready, my friend? What song do you decide to play?
Chinatown.
Jets to Brazil. All right. Jets to Brazil is kicking off this next hour. It's Blue Noise. Charlie is up next. You are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.